Nikki Ouellette with Montana News. In the wake of Donald Trump's election last Tuesday, there are numerous reports on the internet of an uptick in election-fueled harassment and intimidation. But it's not just the internet, nor just outside of Montana. Human rights organizations, local police departments, and schools here are reporting or checking out reports that include pamphlet drops touting Nazi Party ideology, anonymous graffiti bashing Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, and Facebook posts loaded with vitriol and name-calling. With all this pent-up anger, pride, and fear oozing out of secret chat rooms and into the light of day, we dove into several incidents to see what we know to be true versus what's been exaggerated. Will Randall stood in Depot Park in downtown Kalispell Monday, yards away from the city's most often used protest site.
Over the weekend, a woman was protesting the election results by herself, and she was jumped from behind by three teenage males who took her signs and tore them up and threw them on the ground as they ran away.
Randall co-chairs Love Lives Here, a Flathead Valley affiliate of the Montana Human Rights Network. He said after the alleged attack, the woman went back to her car for more signs while a bystander tried to chase down the boys. The bystander later called the police, but Wade Rademacher, administrative captain of Kalispell Police Department, said no official report or complaint was filed. In fact, he said in a voice message that the two officers who showed up believe...
They believe it was pretty apparent that this lady was trying to be as controversial as she could and trying to elicit whatever attention she could.
Rademacher then declined an interview.
I don't think that this is something that we are going to participate in to further somebody trying to create controversy.
Randall, with Love Lives Here, acknowledges the signs were upsetting to some people, and the Kalispell police can't confirm or reject that an attack actually happened. Since Election Day, Randall's been wading through stories like this of perceived intimidation in the Valley, trying to figure out where and how Love Lives Here can help. He said someone in his organization had their car egged Saturday night.
If others want to create a bridge, that's up to them. We're going to stand up for the members in our community that are feeling threatened and marginalized.
So no bridge?
I honestly hope that this country moves forward and we can all work together again someday.
Ron Jaden, chair of the Lake County Republicans, has similar hopes following an incident of vandalism at his local party headquarters in Polson Friday evening that left the building covered in spray-painted crude drawings, the anarchy symbol, and the words, "F*** Trump."
It was just so off-the-wall type stuff that I wasn't about to leave it up any longer than I had to for the public to even be able to be a part of that.
Jaden said the building was no longer even used by the party. The lease expired last Thursday.
That's why I even had all of our signage and stuff taken down Thursday right away, the day after, two days after the election, just because we don't need to be throwing our weight around that type of thing.
The vandalism was covered up Sunday evening. In Missoula, flyers citing the American Nazi Party were anonymously dropped on some doorsteps Friday night. A local synagogue requested police protection in response. In Billings, a new business owner went on a hate-filled and sexist commenting spree on Facebook, igniting a firestorm of pushback and calls for a boycott of a business that does not yet exist. The University of Montana sent an email to students and staff Monday afternoon about a Facebook post that threatened physical assault on campus targeting a student. The post included references to ethnicity as well as political undertones.
People are feeling afraid and intimidated, and that's across the board, and that's real. That's real no matter what.
That's Rachel Carol Rivas, co-director of the Montana Human Rights Network. Rivas said the network has received a few dozen reports of harassment or intimidation since last Tuesday, an increase she attributes to Donald Trump's election.
It's more amplified because behind it, it doesn't have that single, you know, graffiti artist or that single person flipping someone off as they go by in their truck. It's that it has the power of the presidency behind it, and that is what makes people afraid.
She added the network is more likely to receive these reports than police, though both the network and police departments encourage people who have information about perceived threats to contact them. I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.